Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're with Stan, Roe, and Raph on the SGP podcast. Woo!
Are you ready? Marks and Smarks, this is the Smart Keyless Filipinas podcast.
Five, four, three, two.
All right, you are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast.
One take.
That is not wasting another day. This is the Smart Keyless Filipinas podcast. Hey, one take.
Ravishing Ro Moran, Rowdy Raph Camus, at Row is War, at Caveman Camus, at the SGP podcast.
Second or third week without Sen. How long has
this
it been?
This is the second.
Second number?
This is the second.
It has been that not long.
It feels like it has been forever. So long.
We can do this without him now.
We really can because we have his microphone,
we have
the space, and most of all, we have alcohol! Because we wouldn't do this with Stan.
Yeah, absolutely not. I think. Although we did do it with yoga before.
Yes, we did.
With yoga.
Yoga. Yoga. Essential to any man's sanity in this day and age.
Alright, so, alright.
And speaking of yoga, the last time we were talking about yoga was with our friend, Billy Swade.
When was that announced, by the way?
This was announced
today?
Yeah, that 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago, alright.
Oh, no, wait. No, that's the promotional photo.
Yeah. But it was announced
earlier this week it was announced that
Billy Swade,
beautiful Billy Swade, will be in action at PWR Live.
Alright, so we're opening with a certain old PWR theme song. We're opening with Billy Swade and PWR Live main. So we might as well talk about the upcoming PWR show this weekend. Alright?
Because it's officially summer. Goddamn.
Well, it's officially summer in the daytime, but at night, it's not that hot.
It's not hot at all. But goddammit, I'm excited for this show. I wonder if this is the revenge of Blackzilla. I doubt it is.
No, it's not yet. Blackzilla is not yet cleared to compete. His groin pull is still healing. I've seen him last Sunday.
Wow, the alcohol is really getting you.
No. It's just me finding my words. But I saw him in boot camp last Sunday. Yes, he does go to boot camp.
Like everyone else.
Despite being a monster, he does show up in boot camp. And he told me in no uncertain terms, because he speaks a different language, because the Zillas speak in different languages. He was still recovering, and it might take him a month or two before he finally gets back in the ring.
Zillas have words for month or two.
Yes. Absolutely, they do.
But Billy Swade will be in action.
Yes.
Okay, what else do we have on the card that's
big championship interest? Match. Crystal Bootcamp Challenge, which was announced last week.
Yes, also. And I'm
we talked about this last week.
But the thing
you were supposed to do this.
I was supposed to do this, but somebody else booked it already.
No, it's not booked. It's an open challenge. You don't know anything.
I thought I knew it because they said that this guy was going to do it.
I'm going to get out there. I'm going to beat this guy up, whoever it is. I'm going to get out there.
Because I've been missing boot camp for a while. You want a fighter?
Yes, guys. I have 40 pounds on Crystal.
You only 40?
Yes, only 40. I have 40 pounds on Crystal, and that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. I will tell you. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's 40 pounds of sinew and muscle.
Not to say that Crystal doesn't have muscle.
Absolutely not. I'm just saying I still have 40 pounds on Crystal.
For the PHX number one contenders match, we have Sandata versus Ralph Imabayashi. I'm quite excited for this. The masked one.
Ah, yes.
The mysterious weapon.
It's, I think we are to expect something like Strong Style in this match.
Oh my god.
I think this is going to be hard hitting, and both men will walk away with bruises.
How many Sonic Crushers do you think
Sandata is going to take?
Yeah.
A lot.
That Ralph can throw.
I hope it's a lot.
Because, by god, Ralph is a man possessed now.
Mm-hmm.
After being the last guy eliminated, At Path of Gold.
Last guy eliminated by our guest tonight, by the way. Oh my god, yeah. We talked about our guest. I thought it was obvious, no?
Is it not obvious? I mean, for those of you who have been listening to us since day one, we've pulled this theme song at least twice.
Mm-hmm.
At least twice.
I like this theme song a lot.
I really miss the fact that we cannot pull this theme song at the live shows.
I wish we have money.
I wish we had money to fucking pay, what's it, Philscap?
Philscap
for this shit.
And I guess Hoobastank. whoever is in charge of Hoobastank.
Who wrote this shit?
No, let's see the name of the Hoobastank.
Who wrote the laws about this that you can't use it even if it's non-proprietary? So fuck you. Okay.
Why is the law Indian, by the way?
We've been drinking. Shut up. Before this started, we've been drinking. So also, as previously announced last week, we have the Tag Team Championship Tournament. There will be six.
We haven't even talked about the PWR Championship match.
WWE Championship.
Yeah.
PWR Championship. Okay, I was gonna go bypass into that because the other one is more conducive to bookend
Fine.
Everything because our guests. All
right, Tag Team Championships. Six teams.
Six teams
will be vying for the first ever PWR Tag Team Championships. I have seen the sketches for the championships. By God, they may as well be the most beautiful belts in the company so far.
Because
right now.
It's progressive. The PWR championship is nice.
It was the first one.
It's definitely
it's going to have to be the one that didn't get
the
that
standard
much
bearer.
No. I mean, like, it was the first one. We were trying some stuff out. Might not have that much funds to make a really good championship belt, but
and
now
then,
that we know
the PHX is like real nice. Also,
real nice.
Like, the first incarnation of it was really nice already, and then they improved it a bit. Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
So yeah, we've had two belts to learn and figure out what we want in championship belts. The tag team championships, you're gonna love them once you see them. I hope we see them in person by Sunday, but if not, that's fine too.
You want to talk about the brackets very quickly?
That's okay. Let's talk about the brackets very quickly. So we have the Deadly Sins, also known as Mad Vlad. Versus Delirium.
We're not doing predictions with the PWR guys.
All right.
Because we're with the show.
Okay,
then you have
Fighters for Hire versus the Network.
The Network, which variation of the
obviously it's Idol and Alexander Belmonte III because Chino has been suspended
rightfully. Oh my god.
Deservedly.
Deservingly so because of his antics.
Yes.
But
fuck
via
you.
Mail of HR really?
Via fax. Via email.
Via mail from HR.
It's okay. Fuck Chino.
Fuck Chino, okay.
I think our guest would have something to say about that.
He will. But,
and then
okay,
the last bracket is the YOLO Twins versus the Punk Dolls, a rematch.
Rematch
from Suplex Sunday.
Suplex Sunday. And the winners of these matches will go on to
Revolution X. Yep. I think.
Dubai for the actual tag.
I believe Revolution X is next show.
Next show now?
Yeah, because there's no point in, you know, having these finals already if it's not the next show.
Oh my god.
Hey, well.
So it's like right around. Well, it does line up that April.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right. So it's going to be a huge three-way championship match.
Kind of
coincidental
X.
that NXT booked the tag team championship, a triple threat elimination tag team championship match, just in today's episode. But
it works.
It works. That works too. It's not. I don't think it's intended. You know.
It was coincidental at that point.
Absolutely. Next match, we've got a PHX championship defense, Peter Versosa versus the Apocalypse.
Well. Peter Versosa on the short end of the stick again.
Oh.
Well, it's not like he's being bullied by Mr. C or anything. Even though he makes that out in his Smart Henry interview.
Mm-hmm. Oh well. Let's see. This is gonna be interesting
this
because Apocalypse is hard to beat. Peter Versace is also hard to beat, so somebody is going to have to give way. How that is going to be possible, I do not know.
And then we have, well, the match that involves our guest tonight,
mm-hmm.
and it's obviously not Jake DeLeon, our guest tonight, because if, you know, his theme song's a lot longer at the start, before you get to the
mm-hmm.
good part.
That's true.
So, Jake DeLeon versus our guest tonight. Chris Spencer. If you haven't guessed by now, it's Chris Spencer.
Yeah. Geez, we've been dropping hints all night, so.
We're only 10 minutes into the show.
This is going to be fun, though. Jake the Ventrus, Chris Panzer, two guys who are at the top of their games at the moment. And I think it's hard to not expect something good from these two guys.
Slobber knock.
Oh.
Instant slobber.
I'm just not sure why JDL had to be like that, had to be that way.
Yeah, he called it. He called out Panzer in a way that is unbecoming of the guy. Like, we know him. We know him very well. He's one of the longest, well, most frequent guests on this podcast, and I've never seen this side of him, like, this blatantly angry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't blame him as well, because he has been frustrated by the hand he's been dealt. He couldn't get it done for one reason or another in claiming the PWA Championship back from John Sebastian.
Or winning the Path of Gold.
Or winning the Path of Gold, so I understand JDL's current frustrations at the moment.
Wow. As a former champion and as a Path of Gold winner last year, Path of Gold opportunity winner, watch, if just reminding you, Gold winner, not championship. So yun nga, it's surprising, but I'm all for this match.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I don't know why the Smart Henry guys didn't mention it enough during the preview article, because it's a big deal.
Yeah. It is a big deal, and it's going to be huge, absolutely. You know? I think it's bigger than it is going to be. It's going to be bigger than it looks, I think.
Interesting. Subtle hints. And then, we have the PWR Championship match between John Sebastian and Main Max. Old friends from the Royal Flush. Old friends, now opponents. How do you feel about this?
I think it's great that Main Max actually has a mind of his own, has feelings of his own that actually lead to him turning on his brothers, you know?
Because he just, even though he lost against Versosa for a second time, I think getting his closure with John Sebastian might just put a nice mark on, you know, if he wins, and there's a good chance of him winning.
No, I think John Sebastian and Peter Versace, together as the remnants of the Royal Flush, or whatever they want to be called now, is a much better, you know, association than the entire Royal Flush put together, right? Main Max, to me, personally, I'm going to be honest here, I've known him for a while, to me, he has never seemed like the heel they were making him out to be.
He wasn't the monster that everyone thought he was.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing about PWR guys, or, you know, wrestlers in general. People want to be the heel, and people always keep thinking, fans now keep thinking that wrestlers are always better off as the heel. But there are also a lot of wrestlers who, one way or another, are always better off being the face.
Mm-hmm.
You get guys like AJ Styles, right?
Yeah.
And Main Max is one of them. Main Max is a guy who is huge, he's imposing, but he has never come across as a natural heel to me. For some reason.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
And I'm glad that we have all discovered his feelings. Right?
And he's addressed those feelings, and he acknowledges those feelings. And he hears you hecklers a row.
Yeah.
You fucks. You sick fucks. He has heard you. And he acknowledges them.
Yeah.
So and he's tapping into them now. And it's a nice thing.
So I guess that's it for PW Live Mainit.
Tickets are still available.
You can message Thomas or I for...
Or the podcast.
Or the podcast for special discounts for bundle packages.
Packages. So mature. I mean...
Yeah, if you buy three tickets, it's...
$9.99.
So it's like how many pesos off? Something 100
Math.
Pesos off. Something 100 pesos
drinking.
Off.
We have been drinking, sir. I am not the savior.
So before we talk to Chris Panzer in our special exclusive interview,
which
that
we
is
have
a year in the making.
It's been a year delayed.
We have to apologize to Chris Panzer and his fans and everyone who wants to see and listen to Chris Panzer on the show. We have not gotten him in a year, it seems. But somebody has to fact check that. Lance, can you please fact check this? But yes, before we get to that, we'll just whet your appetite a little while longer. Let's talk about Ring of Honor.
Fuck yes! Because Stan is not here, we can talk about the indie shit that we watch on the side that is WWE.
We can talk about the shit he doesn't watch.
Because he doesn't need to contribute tonight.
Yes.
But holy shit, 15th anniversary special in Las Vegas, Sam's Town. Great show. Like, shit, man.
Sam's Town?
It's in Sam's Town.
Okay.
Las Vegas.
Okay, right.
Sam's Town. That's, I mean, yes, it's also the name of a Killers album, but yes, Sam's Town is the name of that area of Las Vegas. It's a nice part. Nicer than the Strip.
Okay.
But, yes.
All right, 45th anniversary show. I've not seen the whole thing, but I've seen the... I was thinking NJPW. 45th
was the NJPW.
Have you seen that yet? I'm not finished watching it because I had to watch the ROH show first.
Of course, because it's so much
better. It's so historic.
It's so good. It's so good. Where do we start?
Let's start with... you can start with a tag team ladder match.
It was not a ladder match. It was just a triple...
I saw a weapon, so I assumed it was.
It was the Las Vegas street fight.
Yeah.
With like one ladder spot, which was ridiculous. Where one of the Jacksons got on a ladder, flipped, landed on the top rope, and then flipped out again. Ridiculous shit. And I have to say, the matchup was for the ROH Tag Team Championship. It was the Bucks versus the Hardys versus Roppongi Vice. And obviously, Roppongi Vice is there just to eat the pin. But sweet Jesus, Trent Barretta is a psychopath. And if you haven't seen his stuff with the weapons, where else will you see a guy take thumbtacks in the mouth?
ECW?
Not like, eat this shit, but put it in his mouth and then take super kicks in stereo.
ECW?
You sick fucks. My God. But it was a great match altogether. The Hardys didn't have to work as hard as you think they might have. But they actually put in great spots. And everyone looks so strong leaving this match. And I think this leads up to something in New Japan for Sakura Genesis. Something interesting for those guys.
Still a pretty badass name for a show, by the way.
Yes. Even though, what is it replacing again?
I don't know.
It's replacing something.
Something.
New beginning is done.
Road to, I don't know.
No.
All something destruction. Destruction? No.
No.
Anyway, yes.
Lance, you tell us off air.
Yeah. When you get to this part. Yeah. Right. And then
you want to talk about Lethal?
Yes, I do.
Jay fucking Lethal.
Yes. That had to be the most ROH / NJPW match in the whole card. And
against Bobby Fish, and that
main event happened,
yes.
Right? And this was just a feature match.
This is just it felt like a throwaway match.
Like a throwaway match.
On the card, it was like, oh yeah, we don't have anything for
Jay Lethal and Bobby Fish
because Kyle O'Reilly's not here anymore.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
Possibly turning up in the Performance Center.
We don't know yet. He's still completing indie contracts, but. And then you have Jay Lethal, who's been floating for the past year and a half-ish.
With this match, I think, Bobby Fish has been doing so much great work as a single star. And I think this match, if anything, my bad, I touched the mic. This match, if anything, solidifies him as the star he was always going to be. I think the single star he could have been when I first saw him like 6 years ago, when he was competing in old era Evolve. Shit, Evolve is 7 years old. Jesus Christ. We are old. I first saw him in a match against Bryan Danielson after he got fired for the whole Justin Roberts thing. So, after 7 years, he's come such a long way. And I think after this match, either Ring of Honor or New Japan or whoever is willing to sign him and push him to the moon has to push him to the moon. Give him, I think the match was for a TV title shot.
Yes, against Scrub.
Yes. Fucking Scrub.
That's gonna be fun. That's gonna be straight fun.
I now love Bobby Fish. I love him.
Where were you with Red Dragon?
Is it Red Dragon? It was super indie shit.
So good
super,
though.
No, it's so.
It was good
no,
though.
Red Dragon, kase, was the second coming of the American Wolves. And you know how I feel about the Wolves.
I'll drink to that.
They were super fucking spotty. And now that Bobby Fish
but they were MMA spotty.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why they're the second coming of the Wolves. And now that Bobby Fish has come into his own as what? The second coming of Low-Ki. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
The second,
without the stomps.
Yeah, without the stomps and the high-flying shit. He's so much more enjoyable to watch.
With a better mustache.
A better mustache. And he should not have lost that match, by the way.
He should not have.
I mean, I love Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal's great.
But do we really need to see another Jay Lethal run with a TV championship?
No. Not this year.
Not at this point in his career, right?
He just needs... Jay Lethal just needs to transition into the gatekeeper role, which he would be perfect for at this point. The singles gatekeeper role, keep him there. Let him be the Goto for ROH. Have them have a match.
Yeah. Goto?
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah, that would
Goto
be fine.
Versus Lethal would be nice. But, you know, it's just... Jay Lethal is one of those guys that, okay, yes, we know he's great. Yes, we know he's not leaving anytime soon, but do something with him or let him be the guy in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was at the forefront for so long. Like, it got tiring that he held both titles. He was dominating Truth Martini, Taylor Hendricks. Yes, we got that shtick. It was nice. But I was very happy to see him and him, Briscoe, and was the third guy?
With who?
He had that triple threat. Jay Lethal, Jay Briscoe, and...
I don't know, Adam Cole? No.
Adam Cole. That's the one where Adam Cole won. But him and Jay Briscoe, their program together was great. His program with Adam Cole was great. But now he just needs to transition into other statesman role. Because that's where he is right now. Love him.
Let's talk about the ROH World Championship match. Let's talk about that shit.
Oh, God. Okay. Christopher Daniels wins. Okay. Let's get that out of the way. Christopher Daniels wins. First time in 15 years. He deserves it. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
He earned it. Yes. I know how Jake DeLeon hates hearing that, oh, you deserve it. No, but Christopher fucking Daniels is one of those guys that you'd say, without a doubt, worked his ass off, worked hard enough, worked through so much. To be that good. And for him to win it at the 15th anniversary, great touch. But the match itself.
Okay, first of all, I like the Kaz spot. I like the Kaz spot.
Yes, that was nice.
I knew what happened, but it was like, what? I'm 3 weeks in the making, something like that?
Kulang pa eh.
Yeah.
Kulang pa eh. Because the addiction
were doing,
was great.
Yeah, they were doing this whole Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton thing where Kaz suddenly defects and joins the Bullet Club. And
which
sudden,
you could see it coming a mile away.
Yeah. No, actually, no, you couldn't see it coming a mile away. No. It's only after that this happened that you could say you could see it coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
I think. So.
Well, yeah, in hindsight being 2020.
This tells me that they weren't planning on this for the long term. Like, okay, let's have him join. Okay, 50th anniversary, we're going to have Daniels win the championship at that show. Let's turn Kaz at the soonest possible time. So Sana, I just hope they thought that far in advance, so that it would have been a much more satisfying payoff.
True.
So to avoid sentiments like, oh, I could have seen that coming from a mile away, because now that you did see it happen, you could see it coming. But other than that, the match itself was It was all right. It wasn't as long as the Lethal Fish match.
It wasn't. It wasn't as long as the tag team match.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end
of the day...
It
felt like an afterthought, for sure.
But it's like, for formality's sake. The blade job, though. You want to talk about the blade job ever so quickly? It was a bad blade job that they pulled. Because it's like,
You can see where the spot happened.
And it's just like,
He hits the post, He turns to the ring apron and then secretly, subtly, discreetly
goes
blades the center. And then it's so bad because it's so big, right?
Yeah. And it got ugly fast.
To me, it wasn't terrible. It was just overshadowed. I think that's a better word to describe that match.
Yeah. Parang, yeah, happy for you. The locker room comes out. You get the whole, we love you, man, shtick. But... I wish it was a better match. I just wish. I mean, walang masyadong pagkukulang si Adam Cole. And at the same time, you don't know how far Christopher Daniels can push himself at this point. So it's like, happy for both of them. It was a nice way. Yeah, that's about it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the show. And getting to see Bully Ray debut with the Briscoes on ROH, not bad. Not bad for me.
Hmm. I wonder what happened to Devon. No, I haven't seen that match one yet.
Devon's a booker backstage.
Oh, yeah, for ROH.
No, for...
Oh, yeah, for SmackDown.
Yeah.
That's true, I forgot.
All right. That's enough on ROH. Do you want to talk about New Japan before we get to the WWE shit?
No, because I haven't seen New Japan. I mean, I would love to talk about Omega and Ishii, but I've not seen it.
Sorry. Sweet Jesus, watch it and masturbate. It's that good. Masturbate to this match. Ishii's performance of a lifetime. I know you like him. Is that good?
Yeah. I mean, I love him, but, you know, not as much as I love Shibata.
New Japan Cup, get on this shit right now. I know it's kind of hard to watch sometimes, but sweet Jesus, this is good.
How many days is New Japan Cup? 2 days on, huh?
No. Two brackets.
Four days. This is the problem with NJPW tournaments. There's so many hard to watch. There's so much, literally, volume of work. We talk about how many hours of programming the WWE has in a week.
Nine.
But the good thing about that is they're easily watchable. You know what I'm talking about? They can easily be split into chunks. 2 hours, 1 hour, 1 hour, and then you can fast forward to stuff you don't want to watch. Problem with New Japan shows,
you have to watch everything.
You have to watch everything, all 3 hours every day, right?
And it's all good. 90% of it is good. Even the 6-man tag matches with the old guys are good. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, well, the good thing is you can skip that shit.
Yeah,
the opening multi-man tags.
Yeah, you don't have to watch Jushin Thunder Liger lose.
All right, WWE stuff. Let's just talk about NXT. Cassius Ohno versus Bobby Roode. First of all, have you seen NXT?
I've seen bits. I haven't gotten the full bit.
I don't know whose idea it was, but the jersey and trunks combo is not a good look.
It's not a good look.
It is super not a good look.
It's covering up his belly, yes.
Yes, but it makes him look like a child. You know what I'm talking about?
A street child.
Chris Hero used to work in basketball shorts, right?
Which is fine.
Why not just wear basketball shorts? I mean, Kevin Owens wrestles in basketball and gym shorts.
Gym shorts, huh?
Yeah, still. They are athletic shorts.
Yes. But at the end of the day, I like the color combination.
Yeah, it's a nice enough.
It's a nice touch.
Nice net throwback.
Yeah.
What else is it a reference to? ABA? Maybe? Team USA, old school, team.
It's. I mean, we knew he wasn't gonna win it from the start. Match one back.
To me, it wasn't. It wasn't the best of chemistry.
It wasn't.
Bobby Roode is way too TV style.
Yes.
And to be fair, Ohno was. I know Ohno did his best to
adapt
to hold up his end of the match, but. Bobby Roode wanted to slow you down and bore you, so that's what he did.
Yeah, and, you know, Chris Hero, the man formerly known as Chris Hero, works best when he can go fast. Because he can. He is very indie at the end of the day, but I think give him a few more weeks. By the time we get to WrestleMania weekend, he should be back up to skin.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You want to talk about AJ?
Yeah, talk about AJ. Fine.
AJ threw a tantrum. AJ gets fired.
That was the best tantrum we've ever seen in a while, though.
It's been a while since we've had like a how do you say this? A thinking man's tantrum.
To think that andaming na sirang kayfabe in his tantrum.
This is so good.
You see what Finley, Jamie Noble, Michael Cole producing the commentator backstage. So that tells you that Michael Cole is actually traveling with the SmackDown crew. Just not enough.
But at the same time, it's just like, kudos to you, AJ.
I wish we saw Devon. Did we see Devon? No.
No, we've seen him in photos. Maybe he's on the road.
Okay.
Maybe he's on the road. But end of the day, we're going to end up with Shane versus AJ. And is there time to swerve this?
Because
they're not going to swerve it to Daniel Bryan. We know that.
It's not Daniel Bryan. But I wish it was like someone like Apollo Crews or something. I do like the fact that, Corey Graves is honest enough and bring it to the table.
Yes.
To say that AJ Shane is not something he wants to see.
Because I don't want to see it either. AJ needs to be having
a wrestling match.
Not just wrestling match. The instant classics that we knew he could have had. Even though he's had most of them already. He has. He's had very good matches against almost everyone.
As Ricky J has said in his review for SmackDown this week, WrestleMania is for the casuals.
Fuck that.
Nobody draws the casual crowd more than Shane McMahon on SmackDown and John Cena.
I was gonna say you forget about Big John.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. All right, so that's about it for the wrestling world at large. I know you want to hear this week's episode. This week's guest on this episode of the Smart Gifts with Venus podcast. All right, let's defer to our special interview with Alcohol.
Alcohol! And Chris Panzer. Take it away!
Us.
I was going to say, take it away, transition music. But okay, take it away, us, works.
Alright, so as we promised, making his return to the SGP podcast after months?
Almost
a year and a half?
Almost a year. It's been a while, man.
I miss you guys. We missed you too.
You know, we haven't had a chance to do it.
I'm so sorry. He's everywhere, you know. I see his Instagram posts all the time. He's always on some road trip. That's so awesome, by the way. I assume that, you know, gets to go all over the place.
It's Chris fucking Panzer.
Yeah, it's Chris fucking Panzer. Chris effing Panzer. Can we Ken effing Warren? There is Chris effing Panzer. And right now, because Stan is not with us, because we can get to do whatever we want while Daddy is gone.
We're drinking.
We are drinking beer. Well, Panzer and I are drinking beer.
I'm on whiskey. It's a harder week for me.
Camus is drinking a big boy drink.
They call them sea juice.
No, that's just straight whiskey.
Chris Panzer, what beer are you drinking for the benefit of those who don't know, who can't see it right now?
I am drinking a Red Horse.
Hey!
Stallion, right? Stallion?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Stallion.
Is there anything significant about this beer?
No.
You forgot for like a half second.
That's why I brought it up. Yeah, so anyway, yes. Chris Panzer is back on the show after almost... I hope it really hasn't been a year. Lance, can you get on that? How long has Chris Panzer been away from the podcast? So, Yon, while we find out... Chris Panzer, how have you been?
Almost fucked up there. Well, I've been great, man. You know, this and that, you know, and, you know, good things coming.
All right, big elephant in the room, a Panzer-sized elephant in the room. You won the Path of Gold.
Second ever
3 weeks
Path
ago.
Of Gold champ.
Oh, yeah.
Title, what is it? Oh, title holder?
Trophy. It's not a Path of Gold championship.
It's a trophy.
I'm not letting that go, Butch.
We love you, Butch. But,
so, yeah, big win. How does it feel, dude?
Feel great, you know? And, at first, you know, winning the Path of Gold, you never really expected it. So,
it's the dog.
The dog is
on. Hey, what's up, man? Lots of beer.
The dog is awake. No! He does not drink.
And, you know, just excited and just... I don't know what to believe, but it's here. I'm gonna run with the ball and I'm going to take it to places.
Because up until recently, so many people in the community were pegging you as a choke artist. And, you know... I keep saying that was unfair to you because...
Let's be honest with here. People who have guessed it on the podcast, who have reviewed PWR shows, you know, months back, have labeled you as a choke artist because, well, to be fair...
Yeah.
In big match, you've been given all of these big match situations and 90% of the time you come up short, but never in a bad performance. To be honest, it's never been a bad performance out of you. Which is why I always felt that that was unfair to say. But how do you feel about this?
Yeah,
that we're giving you the opportunity to address all your haters right now.
Statistically, you know, I lost.
Yes.
You know,
I mean,
so,
wait, statistics.
Right. Statistics.
Smartonomics.
Smartonomics. I lost. So, yeah, I am a choke artist. And, you know, when it comes to the big matches, you know, I don't know. I kind of get a little hurt because, you know, I really prepare. I give it my all. I give it my everything when I'm in there. But I just don't know, man. It's just, I can't break the, you know, the glass ceiling. I don't know.
That's since we have beer anyway, since we have the power of alcohol. So let's get into some real feelings here. How does it feel? Okay, I'm gonna shoot a little bit here because I know you have real feelings too as a human being and as a wrestler. Who? No. Seriously.
We all have feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. I mean, let's be honest here for a moment and acknowledge the fact that these wins and losses are scripted.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So how does it feel having to go through all those losses despite the, I don't know, the reputation you have, the image you have, the, how would you call it? The
aura?
No, not the aura, but, you know, the mere fact that people want to see you win, and you're one of the more popular guys in the PWR roster. So, I mean, like, how does that feel, bro? I mean, like,
like, from a professional and personal standpoint.
I mean, we're young, right?
We're hungry young men.
You gotta do the job, but sometimes you wanna
minimize. Sometimes you want something.
Yeah,
something good, but you know when you're given this, and, I don't know, man. There's nothing you can do about it, but just take it.
But I'm glad that you're another. I'm glad that you're quite the trooper. I don't ever think I've heard you complain about anything at all, despite this losing streak. I would say.
But here's my thought on that.
Okay, sure.
But, you know, I can't do anything about it. I can't, I want to win. So I'm just like, my plan is just to get in there, just do everything I can, and, you know, just perform. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like parang si Ziggler, parang, you know, just steal the show, ganun.
Mm.
And just show him, man, just show him.
Because you show up more, well, I wouldn't say more often than other people, but then you show up. You get the job done. You put asses in seats. And it's not just because of the good looks. Like, fuck that.
Given na yan eh.
Nagwapo ka. Pero puta na, you're one hell of a wrestler. And some people fail to acknowledge that.
I don't think it's not.
Some people do.
No, only because, they would rather have the heel. They would rather cheer for the heel. Because, you know.
It's cool.
Yes, it's cool, right?
And yeah, we have like heels, like, you know, great heels.
Yeah.
Cheer for them. So.
Have you ever thought about maybe for turning heel? Maybe thinking about, oh, maybe if I turn heel, that can be my head.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, man. Every single day.
Hello?
Oh, no, shit. How many? You know, you're like, next to JD, you're like one of the better babyfaces.
Yeah, but just try out the heel side. Maybe.
Mm. Bring out another side in you, right?
Oh.
In like the Bizarro show.
Because we all have that sick side of it, you know? Darker side.
True.
And that's actually true.
Yeah. I've seen it in boot camp for Romeo Moran fairly often.
But that is a character. And, you know, I get what he's trying to say. You want to try out a new character. Say, so Chris Panzer has been doing this for what? Almost 3 years
since
now.
Since day one.
Yeah, almost 3 years. All right, 3 years if you count boot camp where you guys started out. So I can see in my where it's been to the fact that medyo sawa ka na sa ginagawa mo. Because it's been too long, for sure.
That's the one pa, parang it wasn't working out.
Right.
Like, cheering for the heel.
For the heel.
It was way cooler, Ken Warren.
Yeah.
So parang ako, parang...
So you bring up Ken Warren, and up until... How many... You guys are like... Six matches. I think that's the most that two people have gone one-on-one or even just faced up against each other in the PWR ring. It's not really... You got Fight Forever chance during the last show that you guys were up against each other. Do you think that this is settled, or do you think that this is just going to be our version of Fight Forever? Like, I really have to ask, because, I mean, Ken is a fantastic wrestler as well. But you guys match up just so well against each other.
No, no, no. Do you like... How much do you love working with Kenmar?
I love it, man. I'm not complaining. Like, or Kenmar, all right, let's do it. Especially like ito, yung WWE show.
Yeah.
Bagong yugto.
Bagong yugto. Let's do it, man.
Because like, I've seen you guys. I've seen you guys like since the MCS days.
Yeah.
That it's always... You guys feed off of each other so well.
To the point, he mentioned it's hurting you, right?
Yeah.
People would rather cheer him over you, because and then the girls would just cheer you, right?
But eventually, like in half an hour, there's no war, there's no cancer, so yeah,
I'm good. Okay, speaking of crazy, I want to ask, Philly, it just came to me. Remember, was that Suplex Sunday or Renaissance?
Renaissance.
Okay, do you remember All Out War?
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about that shit.
Let's talk about
that. That was a fucked up shit.
Let's not talk about that shit.
No. I want to talk. You don't want to talk about it. But
I think nobody ever got a status update.
We didn't do it.
People just saw you after that show, right? And then you're all fine. But let's go through that. Jesus Christ!
Apop fucked you up to the point that when I was ringside, I was just like, fuck, shit. I saw the shards. I saw the shards shatter on your back and freak the fuck out.
Yes, you freaked the fuck out.
I freaked the fuck out because I was
to the
like,
point where you were losing your mind.
I lost it just a bit. And
that's
then
why,
I was
so
no because
you.
Because no because as young boy.
Hey.
Young boy, what? Not go there.
You're the most senior young boy ever.
Yeah, because you have a distinct role backstage.
Yeah, exactly.
Distinct set role backstage that I can't touch. No, but the thing is that when I saw the laceration, I was just like, fuck, that's going to need a doctor. Like, I saw it. I was like, no matter what first aid I have in the back of my head, fuck, I cannot treat that shit. And then I started looking for shit, and then I was just like, oh god, no. And it was just, we were lucky that Jer de Guzman, Dr. Jer de Guzman was in the audience that day and we were able to pull him backstage after a bot fucked you up. And then we don't know what happened next. Can you walk us through that? Because it got messy.
Yeah, yeah, okay. First of all, I was expecting that light tube thing, the hit, I was expecting to just like, break.
Break clean off.
Yeah, it just break
it
in half.
It was small.
Yeah, so I was expecting just break in half, maybe a few scratches. That was cool. And then, yeah, I was just waiting for a puck to hit it. When he hit it, like a balloon.
Oh, boom. Oh, okay.
Like a tire. Boom, that loud.
Shit.
It's like, it just...
That does not sound good.
Yeah, and then I was like, I can't really feel it. And then I was standing up, I felt some heavy drips. And I was like... That has to be sweat. No, man. That's sweat. It's just dripping and dripping. And yeah, I was walking to the ring. Then I probably was just putting my hands out. Hey, do it. You have a big gushing. Right now. And then Madras, he approached me and he said, can you still gush? I said, yeah, why? How's my back? He said, it's open. How big? He said, it's like a vagina.
Fucking Matt Rojas. Tama na
lang okay.
Cheers to you, Matt Rojas.
Cheers, Matt Rojas.
The bayan, the tunay na bayani. It's like a vagina.
Fucking hell! Because it was like when I saw it first, when the freakout started, it was like. It started opening kasi.
I did.
It started
Lord.
It was bad, man. Like I mean I've seen death matches in Japan.
Yes.
We've all seen the ECW shit. But when you see it
in person,
in the flesh, and you're working that night, you're like, oh shit.
And we cut some parts of the match, we just went.
Yeah, could you still bump out of that, man? Were you able to bump?
No,
he didn't. He didn't.
I can feel the shards, so it's like, I don't want to bump on this. I was even supposed to do coast to coast.
Fuck you!
Trash can
you, man. With the Orokan.
Oh, the Orokan. Man, yeah. And then, yeah, after that, 1, 2, 3, and then walking backstage, and then there were a couple of guys.
Yes, he was freaking out.
Yeah, the tissue. Like, thank you guys, thank you for that.
But no, yeah. The freak out was more of like, how many snitches did that need again?
11.
That was okay. So yeah. We're not fucking around with numbers here. 11 stitches, guys, and that was. They didn't staple you, no.
The doctor. Yeah. In the back. Yeah, he asked me. They go to the hospital. Yeah, and stitch up. Stitch it up. I'm good. Just remove the sarge. Stitch it. I'm all good. And then say, okay.
Some of the.
Tinanong ko yung sabi ko. Sa yung pinaka malapit na pinaka murang hospital. Cheapest one. Sabi ko, parang may public hospital.
Yeah.
I forgot the name. So yung dinala ko dyan. And then yeah, it's true. Dinis lang tapos tayo.
What did a doctor say in the
emergency
room?
Here's the thing.
I want to hear this one.
I didn't really want to say.
Yeah. Because
they won't understand.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And then
yeah.
They might get skittish, and then they
might
call
the police and shit.
Oh yeah, that. So yeah, I went there, and then they asked, "Ano po nangyari?" I was like, "Nahulugan ng light tube." Paano po? Basta ayos po na ilaw, tapos talagang sa likod ko. So, parang medyo weird yung tingin sa akin, pero okay. So, sign. I went to the next doctor. Ano po nangyari dyan? Nahulugan po light tube. Sabi, paano naman? Actually po, nag-wrestling kami. May show po dito. Ano, parang WWE po siya. Tapos, ayun, hinampas po ako sa likod. Pero ano po siya?
Consensual naman dyan.
Consensual naman. Payag naman ako na gagawin sa akin yun. Tapos, ayun, mas sobrang sketchy na tingin sila sa akin. Parang,
this is why wrestlers don't have insurance.
No, they do. I mean, you know. I mean, no. In places that wrestling is more widespread, it's, you know.
Kota Ibushi doesn't have insurance.
Well, he's a fucking idiot.
And, yeah, after that, stitch, and then cleaning it up. And then, my bill was like, all in all, 500.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's public not bad for 11 stitches and public hospital.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
always support your public hospitals.
Para tinanong sa akin, ano mo nangyari siya?
Sino tinanong?
Yung babayaran ko yung...
Ah, the cashier?
Ano mo nangyari? Accidentally mo nahulog ko.
Okay, my question is, how is it like sleeping that night?
Oh, God.
Jesus. It's just crazy down. For 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
Because the next show is Suplex Sunday.
Suplex Sunday was like right around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh,
I still felt it.
Jesus. But, by that time, parang yung stitches, medyo gwaling na. So, like, there wasn't no fear of opening it up again.
Parang medyo sensitive lang yung mga sulat.
Yeah, and you were fucking resting. Chino,
yeah.
Who is high spots galore.
Shit. That was a good match, though.
It was a great match.
Chino put up a good match.
But the bad part is, well, you beat Chino, right?
Yeah.
But the bad part is you lost to Apocalypse, taking all that punishment. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks a lot. So, but it was, I guess, the first step on your redemption tour.
Sure.
And now that going back to what's happening now. So now that you won Path of Gold, you've declared your intentions to
go after John Sebastian.
Go after John Sebastian at Revolution X. Which am I allowed to say that it's next month? I think we are.
Oh, we are?
Because no, the tag team championship brackets are out, and they. They specifically say the finals are in Revolution X.
It depends, just said.
Yeah, that's why. We can
it's out,
still
guys,
edit
it's out.
No, we're not editing this out. It's
yeah.
Do we have to?
I don't think we have to.
No,
I think our bookers will appreciate the extra momentum. But yeah.
Hype.
So yun, yeah,
hype guys.
JDL has issued a strange statement, if you will. Strange in the fact that I didn't expect that from him. He was always such a jolly guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
He called you out pretty, like, it was over Facebook, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
Facebook sure. Last week, like, last week as of recording, like, he was like, just straight up, you need to be tested.
Oh, so pa yun.
It's like, I mean, I know, I respect the guy. I respect the guy a lot. But it's not like him to go up to you and just say, you're not ready. Because fuck it, both of you are day one guys.
Mm-hmm. Friends.
And your friends. And I'm just surprised that it's coming from him. I mean, do you think that this is going to play a part in any way into your match?
Noho, what do you feel about that? And do you think you have to be tested? Because I think you've been tested
for so long. You've gone through the best of the best.
Yeah, but first of all, look at our resume.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. Two-time champ. This, that. You know, he's perfect guy. And then me, you know, losing streak. And yeah, maybe I'm trying to see it from his point of view. But, you know, like I said, based on my past matches, I won all of them. I won the path of gold with him in it. So what needs to be tested? But all right, I'll go for it against the one of the best guys in the company, and I'll just prove everyone wrong. I'll beat him. That's it.
Yeah,
strong words.
Strong words. Strong, simple words.
Them fighting words. But I do appreciate the honesty, man. Like it's not every day that a guy like JD calls you out.
I know.
And it's not like he's ever had reason to. That's just it for me. He's never had reason to pull this. So, I don't know, man. It's a new shade of JDL.
Yeah. I guess he's a bit frustrated. So, you know, everything's been happening.
That's it.
Two losses in one night. Two big losses in one night. Damn. I mean, we can't root for him all the time.
And what about you? What's next? We got a look from WWE, but did you get anything from them? Or if not, what are your goals for this year?
Well, to answer your question, no, I didn't get anything from them. And goals for this year, you just keep on improving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more cardio, more this, that, flexibility, and all that. Just keep getting better.
I think the possibility is high. I don't know. I think it's his year. Big championship match, Revolution X next month. I think
I'm excited
for
that.
The momentum is high.
I'm excited for that. Because if 2017 proves to be year of Panzer, year of the Panzer Army, how do you feel about that, man?
Hey, that's what the green shirts are for. You know, they say the green is the color of 2017, so I'll make it my year.
Hey, network's black. Network's black.
Yeah, that's black and green, though. But anyway, yeah, I get it.
So, actually, good question. Why are you ditching? It's just because of that you're ditching the red.
I'm not ditching the red. I'm going back to red.
Oh, okay. He's going back to red. Oh,
it's just like a special special edition kind of shirt.
Okay,
limited edition.
Because I was really gonna be like, okay, green. Like when I saw it, I was just like, okay, it's cool and all, but bro, red's your thing. Like,
oh, no, red
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That
maganda yung red.
You know, even red Derek Mahaba doesn't go red.
That's
with
true.
Shirts.
He's black.
And maroon. So it's like, you've owned that shit since... since
day one
also.
It's a better color, man.
Most
of the time, I don't want to wear red.
Bakit?
But it's a
nice...
Oh, you're wearing red.
It's okay. It's Lucha Underground. It's fine.
Okay, so I guess last statement of them. I mean, you have won big matches this year so far, right? But... I'm not sure that may have been enough to convince some of your doubters, some of your skeptics, still believe that you're the same guy, you know, who
from 2016,
who was a choke artist from 2016. So, what you got to say to them? I think they are the biggest people you need to talk to, other than JBL. Because JBL knows how good you are for sure, but
he's acknowledged that.
Yeah, and I think the fans here are less knowledgeable, are less informed. So I think you got to tell them something. Bro.
I'm more of a, you know, I'll show you instead of talking. But right now, I'm going to tell each and every one of you that I'm not, like, saying or promising anything like, you know, change guy, I'm going to do this. Because it's JDL I'm coming up against. You know, I might fall, because that's Jake De Leon. But what I can tell you is this, a new and improved Panzer. This is Chris Panzer, the Phoenix who's rising up from the ashes. Who's gonna take everyone down? Who's gonna?
Thank you, Gamas, for distracting him.
Yeah, thanks, Gamas. That was good, but though. But this is the Chris Panzer who's gonna slam everyone to the floor, slam everyone to the mat. This is the Chris Panzer who's gonna soar high for 2017.
I can buy that.
I can buy that.
Let's toast to that.
Toast to that. Yes.
Chris Panzer, please. Social media. Where can they find you once more?
Okay, you can find me on Facebook, Chris Panzer PWR, and on Instagram and Twitter, that's PWR Panzer. Oh, wait, I think I changed it to Panzer PWR. They just searched both of them.
Just look for the cute guy, the cute white guy on the picture, and you will find
him. Who's usually on a bike.
So thank you, Chris Panzer, for dropping by. I hope it's not another year before we get you back on here. But I will make sure. I will make personally sure it will not be another year. If you win the championship at Revolution X, it will not be another year.
It's like
you will be
right
the first
after,
guest.
First
right
guest,
after
right
Revolution
after.
X.
All right, that's a promise, all right?
That's a promise. That is a promise.
We will shake. We will on
okay,
air
then,
handshake.
Yes,
on air
handshake on this.
That's
Stan,
a handshake.
On air handshake.
Stan is shaking you in spirit.
Where is Stan? When's he coming back?
Yeah,
he's coming back
this weekend. He's
going to be here for the show. He's going
to
be here for the show.
He'll be there to watch you face JDM.
He has our merch.
Yes.
He has all of our merch.
So thank you again, Chris Panzer.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh boy, that was fun. Stories.
Can we say shooked?
I was shook at the whole vagina thing.
Vagina, that's why. Fuck you, Matt Rojas.
I'm not actually fucking, but
no,
okay.
But fucking vagina scars. We're not misogynistic on this podcast, but for us to hear it from the mouth.
I don't think there's anything sexist about that. If it looks like one thing, then it looks like one thing. You know, what are you gonna do? It looks like that thing.
Looks like that thing.
So you say it looks like that thing. So anyway, picks of the week.
Picks of the week. You first?
Alright, fine, I'll go first. Alright. ROH, Lethal vs. Fish, go watch it. It's not the most heralded of the matches, but I love it. Absolutely love it.
Ishii, Omega, New Japan Cup. Sweet baby Jesus, Tomohiro Ishii has not had this good a match in a long time. Get on New Japan right now if you aren't already. Because Kenny Omega is so good. Ishii was just that much better. And my God, the brutality. It is beautiful. Reversing the one-winged angel into a stunner. That's
an interesting spot.
That's so good. That when I saw it, I was just like, yes, yes, yes. Oh my God, Ishii, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Typical you.
So good.
So typical.
I love
you.
Both of them. Anyway, last call for PWR Mainit this Sunday. Bayanihan Center Unilab is going to be good. It's going to be nice. Have we confirmed with Burritos?
Our supplier hasn't posted anything.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
We should message Los Ingo Burritos de Filipinas. Because I'm looking forward to that shit on Sunday.
Oh, me too.
You know, apart from all of the excellent
matches. A pretty healthy kick, by the way.
Yes, actually. The salsa is excellent.
Absolutely.
The salsa is excellent.
Indubitably.
And with that, is the
we're
end
out of here.
Episode 150 something, what are we now? But it doesn't matter because this is the last episode without Stan. We get Stan back next week. It's not such a bad thing.
Well, yeah. We get to have a proper MC again.
Yeah. No drinking on air, I guess.
We'll see.
It's been a good run, Mr. Romeo.
It's been a good run.
It's been fun.
Our vacation is over.
Clink.
Audible clink.
Audible clink on air. But yeah, it's been fun. And we look forward to having the good brother stand back and have him regale us with his tales from Los Angeles.
Can I just say worst hashtag ever? Hashtag ang lalabes. How do you say? Ang lalabes or ang L-A-L-A? Ang
lalabes. We're not sure, Stan. We're not sure. Talk to us on Sunday at the show. We're out of here.
Peace.
Goodbye and good night.
Thank you for listening to the SGP Podcast. To get more from the voice of a modern Filipino wrestling fan, go to www.smarkhenry.ph.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.